This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Now admit it, you consider yourself a smart person. No need for false modesty here. You're listening to public radio after all. Even if you did tune in just now after watching a YouTube video of a dog getting its head stuck in a jar of peanut butter, that's okay. So when I ask you if you've ever heard about the Higgs boson particle and the news that its discovery won the Nobel Prize for Physics, you'll say, of course I have. But pressed to explain the Higgs boson particle at, say, a cocktail party to impress your friends or loved ones, you should not feel embarrassed if you struggle with the task and end up excusing yourself, muttering something about leaving the stove on or making sure the punch bowl hasn't been emptied. But fear not, because Yale physics professor Sarah Demers is here, and she's coming to the University of Vermont to explain it all today. Dr. Demers is a member of the ATLAS collaboration at CERN's Large Hadron Collider, part of a scientific community that's positively giddy about the discovery of the Higgs boson particle and can even tell you why it matters. Sarah Demers, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to.
What exactly is the Higgs boson particle?
All right. It's basically trying to answer this question of mass and fundamental particles. We're talking about the teeniest building blocks of matter. Some of these particles have no mass, which means that they're zipping around at the speed of light. And some of these particles do have mass. And the dilemma in particle physics for quite a while has been, how does that happen? And what's the mechanism for it? So what if there's a field that exists everywhere in the universe and we just haven't detected it yet? And the particles that don't interact with this field don't have mass. And the particles that do interact with the field do have mass. And then mass actually becomes the strength of the interaction with that field actually determines the mass of those particles. And the evidence for the field is actually the Higgs boson particle that we found.
So is the Higgs boson then a kind of particle that explains how other particles can do what they do?
I mean, I think the best way to think about it, I have a friend who has a great sailing metaphor that he likes to use. If you imagine being in a lake, Lake Champlain, for example, right? And you're in a boat, and you reach over the side of the boat, and you slap the lake. It's going to send a wave out. We would call that in physics as an excitation. You've excited the lake. Basically, what we're doing at CERN with the Large Hadron Collider is whacking the universe really hard in the form of these high-energy protons that are colliding. And the idea is, if the Higgs field exists, when we whack the universe hard enough, we should be able to excite that field and create the Higgs boson particle, which we then will be able to see. And that's a hard game because, you know, smashing these particles together at high energies, we have hundreds of other particles that come out of the collision, and trying to find evidence that you actually had a Higgs boson that was created there for a fraction of a second, it's not easy.
Makes looking for a needle in a haystack look rather simple by comparison,
right.
It sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that analogy stops working at some point.
This Large Hadron Collider, this is the thing that you're talking about that was able to create enough energy to smash those things together to create this incredible field of energy to detect, even for that slightest moment, the Higgs boson. Tell me about this Large Hadron Collider. How large is it? What's it like?
It is 18 miles around, and it's buried 100 meters underground. It's on the border between Switzerland and France. Think of it a little bit like a time machine, actually, because the high energy density that we're creating in these collisions, it's like going back in time to soon after the Big Bang. And the Higgs is one of probably 100 different things that we're trying to do with the Large Hadron Collider.
Did physicists actually see the particle, though, or the field that you're talking about? Is there evidence that they saw it?
So even with excellent detectors, nothing comes through our machines saying, hey, I'm an electron, or hey, I'm a photon that came from a Higgs. We run a lot of simulation, and we think about what would these collisions look like in a world or universe where there is a Higgs, and in a universe where there isn't a Higgs. And we have those two pictures developed, and both the ATLAS detector and the CMS detector, that collaboration, both saw something in basically the same place. And as time went on, the signal got larger and larger and larger for both collaborations, and that's basically a smoking gun sign there.
Dr. Demers, I've read that this find represents the most important step forward in humans' understanding of the basic structure of our universe and of ourselves. Is that an exaggeration?
From the perspective of physics in the universe, it might not be an exaggeration, though I think we're at the point of understanding only about 4% of the matter-energy content of the universe. So yeah, it's thrilling to actually make a significant step forward, and mass is important. It's an important idea for us to understand.
What do you say to somebody who says, hey, look, why does this matter to me in my everyday life?
Right. I mean, it depends on whether or not that person is in Congress, I guess, what I say to them. I think that you do particle physics for the same reason you do art and you do music. I mean, it's a basic human desire to understand truths about the universe.
You recently worked on a project that included an interpretive dance, as I understand it, to explain Higgs boson, and we have a link to that video, actually. You bravely decided to do this. Why did you want to explain it in this way?
So I co-teach a class that's called Physics of Dance here at Yale with a professional dancer and choreographer. So we do look at the ways that science has provided inspiration for different works of art, but I think we're also more interested in that dialogue that can happen between science and art when the two fields are taking the other pretty seriously.
Now, Dr. Demers, if I did run into you at a cocktail party and I was trying to impress you with my understanding of the Higgs boson and not knowing who you were at the time, and I said to you, you know, they just found this Higgs boson particle, and it's like this large field that proves the existence of a particle that doesn't necessarily have mass and helps other particles interact with one another, would you say that's close or you don't know what you're talking about?
I would say you're getting there. Let me buy you a drink and let's talk.
I'll take that and run with it. Thank you so much. Dr. Sarah Demers is assistant professor of physics at Yale University, and she'll be speaking Wednesday afternoon at the University of Vermont. You can find details about the talk at our website, vpr.net. Dr. Demers, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was fun.